The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, it's Lindsay Bjorklund back here with Tracy Thompson. Again, Tracy Thompson is our ninja mindset coach, and I am the client happiness manager here at Grow My Cleaning Company. And Tracy, this is like a special episode because we were supposed to do this in person yesterday, but we were exhausted because we just got back from our live event for our members, for our next level members and our Millionaire Mastermind members. We were in Nashville for 3 days together, almost 4 days, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we were going to record together and got to your hotel room yesterday. And I was like, I'm tired. And you're like, I'm exhausted. Because you know what? We left it all out on the field for our clients. That's what we do. So I thought today we could kind of give people a taste, a little bit of an idea of kind of what we do at live events. But the thing about live events is that it's not just like a podcast or a Zoom call where you're, you know, which is fine when you're talking to people, but there's something about being in person in live, like being able to pull Tracy or mic aside at a live event, even our team just huddling together. It's just that extra depth, and our clients will come up to us with questions. And you and I both helped a client Wednesday, 2 days ago.
You're right.
Feels like a week ago. But you and I both helped someone where they had a problem that we hear a lot, but not... I'll let you take it away to Tracy.
So the problem that many, many cleaning company owners at one time or another run into, and this was what our client was running into, was wanting to grow the company, whether it be investing in advertising or expanding in some way, but not having the immediate cash available, like not having what you might feel is enough money to make that happen. And so instead of saying, well, gosh, you know, I can only think of one way to do this. And that's if I have cash right now on hand, that's the only way I can get this done, and then not do anything because you don't have the cash. It's like, I call that the unsolvable problem because, you know, the irony was, I need to grow. I want to build my business. I want to get more business and I want to invest in that, but I can't invest in it because I don't have enough cash. But the reason I don't have enough cash is because I haven't invested in how to do that. You know, so it becomes
chicken and the egg, right?
Yes. This horrible catch-22, but somehow in the, what we call the monkey mind around here, yep. The monkey mind part of us says, no, that's reasonable, right? It sucks and it's we're stuck, but it sounds so logical when we're stuck in it. And so Lindsay and I were talking to this client and he was really kind of banging his monkey mind against the wall over and over saying, but I really want to grow. I'm ready. I need to take this next step. I'm committed to doing it, but I can't see how to do this right now. I just can't. I don't have the money. What am I going to do?
There was a gap.
There
was a gap. He literally said, I think he used the word gap. He's like, I'm here and I'm so close to being here. I just can't bridge the two. And it's so frustrating for me when I'm like, no, I get it. Like I do the same thing. But when you're on the outside, you can see it easier for other people. I would just decide to like add that in because it's easy to see it on the outside. But when you're in the thick of it, it's like, oh my God, how am I going to figure this out?
Exactly. And so I think everybody at some point or another can relate to wanting to grow, knowing you need to grow. Maybe it's, you know, marketing, maybe it's expanding your team, hiring someone, who knows? you know, hiring a coach, whatever growth means, it requires a time commitment and a monetary commitment. And the one that seems to catch people up the most, and I want to say mindset wise, because it's not really the money, mm-hmm. is money. And so that's where he was. So I was helping him sort of reframe getting out of his old pattern of thinking about this, of assuming that there was only one way. And if that way didn't work, then there was no other way. Mm-hmm. So he was very coachable. I will say at least definitely. Our clients are super coachable. So that's yes. number one, Cleaning Nation. Right? Be coachable. Get outside your own box. Sometimes it's hard by yourself. Find someone you trust and help have them help you get outside that old thinking. So with our client, what we did is we said, okay, I gave them a hypothetical. I said, this is a good example of getting people out of their old pattern. So if you're trying to get out of your old, this is a good example. I said, what if you knew you had this, I think it was the client that he gave as an example. It was like $3,600 or $3,800 a month in revenue. Mm-hmm. And it was like a $40,000 annual contract. I said, what if you had that contract? You knew it was yours. And all it took was for you to come up with $3,000 cash today to buy equipment, to train someone, to whatever it took. But that was a contingency. You had to be resourceful and find it. Could you do it? And then he was like, well, yeah. I could find a way to do that. Right. Yeah. And he gave a couple of answers about how he could do it. And I said, okay. I want you to notice that you are the same person, right? You're the same person who just came up with that solution as you are the same person in this stuck situation where you think you don't have any options. And she was just like kind of mind blown. He was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I get it. Okay. So what you're saying is that in different contexts, we get out of our own way, but mm-hmm. then in others, we squarely just sort of argue for our limitations. Like, no, it can only be this way. So once he saw that there was really another option, there was another way to look at it, he realized that what it really was about was he was afraid. There was fear. Yeah. There was fear because it was unknown. The growth and the investment he needed to make, wanted to make, was unknown. And he didn't know if he was enough. And he shared this with him. We uncovered that. So there's always an emotional, mental mindset part of us that sometimes serves us, but other times when we're stuck in an unsolvable problem, probably not. Right. So there's some part of us that we need to go back in and go, hey, you know what? I need to be different. I need mm-hmm. to change my mindset. I need to change my point of view here so I can get out of my own way.
Yeah. And another visual I have when I was when you're recounting this story that we just had happen live a few days ago, I picture it as someone having tunnel vision and just being, people on the podcast can't see me right now, but if you're on YouTube, I'm just like, have the horse blinders on, right? And there's only one way to do this. I can only see that in front of me, and I'm just clenching onto it with my monkey mind. But once you take the blinders off and you look around, it's like, okay, there's options. Like, it's not all, you know, I visibly saw him kind of relax into it.
Yes. Yes.
And, oh, I just wanted to add too, Tracy, you made me think of another really good takeaway that I actually had from the event, from a different talk you gave, where in my words, this is how I took it away, was that whenever you're in a difficult situation and you can't, you're stressing about it, you have tunnel vision, the monkey mind is like gorilla minds.
Yeah.
That you just think of a time where you came up against a really hard situation, and what you did. Like you gotta think back to that person you were when you overcame that. So you've been through hard stuff, motorcycle outside, sorry guys, challenging stuff before, and you already are that person that can figure it out, even if you got your horse blinders on and your monkey brain is now a gorilla brain. And that helps me a lot, because I sometimes stress about stuff. So yeah, I just wanted to share that too.
That's so true. And it's, and you know, this is really, this is sort of two conversations at the same time. We want you to be able to help yourself more and more. And hopefully you get value out of conversations like this that can help you get a little insight, shine some lights in darker places or blind spots, right?
Right.
But the other side of this story is that we all need one another. We need other people sometimes to help us see those blind spots. And frankly, no matter how good you are at being self-observant, I guess you could say, we all need somebody to help reflect back to us the areas we're missing. And that was really a big, I think the big, big takeaway from our event, our live event, was the value of community, of having one another, of having a mentor, having other people who are like-minded, who share your values, who, you know, you're all headed towards the same direction, and we're all there to elevate each other, to support you, right? So that's so valuable. I cannot overstate that enough, of how that's so missing in our entrepreneurial space. We get in our ownership space and we have our employees, and we might even have a business partner, but everybody's going their own directions, and it can be very isolating and lonely and frankly frustrating when we're stuck. And so I want to encourage everyone out there in Claim Nation, you know, have that elevated community. And if you don't, and you don't have somebody to talk to who can help shine the light on those blind spots for you, and you are frustrated with something in your business, whether it's getting fast cash or if it's hiring or acquiring new clients, whatever it is, we have amazing coaches on our team. Mike loves supporting our people. Mm-hmm. Everyone here is here for you. That's why we do what we do. So I encourage you to reach out. Just don't stay there stuck by yourself alone.
Yeah. And to add on to that too, I mean, that might not even look like getting our help, Grow My Cleaning Company.
Sure.
I mean, I think people don't realize, again, tunnel vision. Oh, I have to get training with these people. There are business owners in every town, entrepreneurs everywhere that you could even make your own mastermind with. Get into local Facebook groups. I see people in my town do that a lot, where they just get to know other business owners. So I would say, and I feel like we say this every time, Tracy, on our podcast, just do something. Make a
move. Do something. Don't just sit there and stay stuck. But I heard a rumor, Lindsay, that you actually have Mike's text number that you could actually give people. I could be wrong, but I heard that rumor.
Okay. So since you're spilling the beans, yeah. So Mike's number, we're giving Mike a break, by the way. Tracy and I get no breaks, but we're giving Mike a day off actually for the whole event. I was like, I got that podcast. Anyhow, Mike's direct number is 602-932-6431. And I'm going to repeat it again, so you don't have to hit rewind, but you can. It's 602-932-6431. And this is just, it's not exactly a coaching platform. This is just to say, hey, Mike, what's up? Just want to say a quick hi.
Lindsay and Tracy sent me.
Exactly. Tell him his girls sent you. Girls, plural, so he doesn't get as confused with Natalie.
Right. Oh, yes, right.
The other girls.
The girls, right. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Mike has been, he's been loving the engagement, people reaching out to him, sharing, you know, where are you in your business? What's going on? he loves hearing from you. And, you know, so far he was actually said he's kind of surprised that he didn't have more people taking advantage. And I thought, you know, maybe it's because people like maybe you're out there thinking, well, I don't know what I'm going to say to Mike. Like, what do I say? What do I ask? You know what? Do something. Just do take that one action. Say
do something.
Lindsay and Tracy told me to text you. So I'm texting you.
Exactly. That's all it takes. And he'll have a good laugh about it. And
right.
Also, it automatically puts you on, once you text, it also puts you in on the list. If Mike has any special things going on or any special workshops, he'll be sending out mass texts too. So it's just another way for Mike, to reach out and, get with you, Cleaning Nation, and, that's him directly. That's not me. That's not Tracy. That's not anyone on our team. That is Mike texting. And you will know because it sounds very Mike-like. So again, one more time. It's 602-932-6431. And that's really it, Cleaning Nation. Tracy and I just wanted to hop on and debrief ourselves. And I thought we should share that just cool example of some coaching that we did. Really, Tracy, I was just hanging out and enjoying it live and just really glad we could help our client. And I really am the client happiness manager. It actually makes me happy that I can be on a team to help you guys. And Tracy, you were amazing at that event. So any last words, Tracy?
Oh, it was super fun. All I can say is, Clean Nation, if you haven't connected with us in one way or another, whether it's with Mike or with one of our coaches, reach out. Don't do this alone. You don't need to. So there you go.
All right, Cleaning Nation. Tracy and I will see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, here we are at the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. At 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.